You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you are all well. So this week with the astrology, what we've got coming up, we do have on the 4th of October, so that's tomorrow, we've got Mercury, which will be opposing Chiron. So that might be bringing out some frustrations, or you might be thinking about issues that have really caused you some like deep wounds that might be playing up on your mind. We've also got on the 8th, we've got that Mercury is going to be squaring Pluto. And that is going to be, I feel like for you people, sort of like cutting cords, dealing with people who you don't want to deal with anymore, and maybe just like looking at putting that out of your life. You're also having a change of thought, changing your opinions, but also be coming up with that transit. Also on the 8th, we've got Venus, which would be in sextile to Jupiter. That is really going to help with relationships and finances. So you might find that your financial opportunity might be coming in with that, or you might be looking to meet someone new, going on a date, nurturing relationships. But it's very lucky. It's a very good transit. Then we've got on the 7th, we've got Mercury, which is moving into Scorpio. So Mercury into Scorpio can be a little bit deceptive, can be a little bit of revealing of secrets that people have been hiding, but also could be a sense of you wanting, thinking about, you know, who's loyal to you, who you can trust, and also coming up with that transit. And even around the world with certain countries and certain things happening around the world. We've got this week, we've got the full moon that is happening in Aries. That's on the 7th of October at 2:47 p.m. That is my time in Sydney. So if you're on the other side of the world, it will be probably you're on the 6th of October. So with this new moon, I feel like we're going to feel like it's a bit exhausting. We do have a square. So we've got the sun, moon, and Mercury all in square to Jupiter. So Jupiter's luck. And with this square, I just feel like it's going to make us feel a bit tired, a little bit frustrated as well, because we are dealing with, there is a link with Mars with this, because Mars rules Aries. So, you know, Mars is this like very much active sign and wanting to get things done, like a powerhouse. But because these things are in square to Jupiter, I feel like it's going to feel maybe the opposite, like maybe a little bit drained, tired and frustrated. It even could be causing like some sort of a sense of a collapse in reality. So maybe you feel like your reality is not what you perceive. It's a change in how things are. There could be a sense of like just things not working properly as well in general during this full moon. And I feel like people are wanting to be outgoing and really express their opinions, but what feels good in their head when they actually speak out, it's not going to come out as good. So I feel like just be careful in how you approach people, how you speak to people during this full moon, because there's just some issues coming up, not so much positive aspects we've got to Mercury, and just because they are in square to that Jupiter and also got the opposition to Chiron too as well. But during this week, we do have these good aspects of Venus. So we've got Venus trying Uranus and also try to Pluto, but we've also got opposition with Saturn and Neptune. So you could be looking at things that are very dreamlike too, a bit dreamy as well, and serves all your perception of reality as well. So let's go to the caller. So we've got Paige here, and Paige is in St. Joseph, in America. So hello, yes. Hello, Paige.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I'm really not sure. I guess Just thinking about some people.
Yeah, like you mean people that passed over or people that are here?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
my
so do you want me to connect?
My mother.
You want me to connect to them?
Yes, if you could, my husband.
Okay, let me just see if I can bring in your husband. This man shows up at the right time. I always show up at the right time. Like you can depend on me and lean on me for anything. So I just feel like he's very dependable. And he's like always like he's ready to go. Thinking about being on time. So I feel like maybe he liked to be on time or was always on time with him. I feel like he's always like paying attention to what he's wearing as well. He's picking at his clothes, like making sure there's nothing's on his clothes either. And he's like, would he be someone that you could like trust to fix things as well? Like always got a toolbox. Like he's got his toolbox with him. It's like he's always got the toolbox ready to go to help.
Yeah.
As well. Like it's always on standby, or it's going to be, you can take it with him, because he might need it too.
Yeah,
he's telling me that he's also very loyal. He doesn't cross boundaries. He's very loyal to you, and doesn't cross any boundaries either. And no matter what, I just feel like he liked your cooking. Like no matter what you cooked, like if it's good or bad, he's going to like your cooking. Like he'll just, if it's just like plain food, he'll just say like, you know, it's really good. He really likes it. Like he's also very, very polite. I also feel like he was religious too. So he told me that he was a man of God. So I just feel like he's a bit religious as well. But also he likes truth-telling. Like he doesn't like people telling like porcupines, like sandwiches. Like, not sandwiches, sorry, like lies. He doesn't like people that lies or making up stories. Like that gets him a bit angry too. Like this man likes to sort of fight for justice. He's telling me also you work very hard. He wants you to put your feet up because like you're working very hard. It's like you're working, like you're taking on his role and your role and but you're going like it's like you're pushing yourself to extremes here, and he wants you just to put your feet up and just relax, because he wants to look after you as well. You're with your mom, like I feel like they get along, but they also fight. Like they it's like cats and dogs here, but they get along and then they can be a bit spicy to each other at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And because your mum's like always thinks she knows best too.
Yep.
But she does things the hard way, your mum. Like I see her going against the current. So she does things her own way, and it's like can be the hard way, but that's the way she wants to do it. I feel like your mum could like if she's like good at mending clothes, or she made the clothes. I see her mending like hemming. Like she's got needle and thread, and she's got a dress of a clothes. So I feel like she could like mend things and or good at like with the dresses. She's shown
me
that.
She always mended her clothes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because she liked things to be a certain length. She's telling me as well. She also likes things
short.
Nice and oh, okay. Yeah. She also likes things neat and tidy. Like I don't think she likes dust. She didn't like dust anywhere with her.
Yeah.
Too, because she's and she'll come through the goods for your mum. Like I feel like she doesn't. She'll always defend you. Like I see her, it's like I'm getting on a school bus to sort of tell someone off. So I feel like if she's gonna stand up for you. It doesn't matter. Like you might think it's embarrassing when you're a child having your mum on a school bus, but she doesn't care. It's like she's going to defend you, and she's going to go with the right, and she'll go on there, because she's there to the end with you, as well. Like, but she knows what's best, she's telling me.
Right.
Would she also have the, we call them doilies here. Did you have doilies? Do you guys have doilies over there? Yeah, like you crochet, them. It's like you put them on the vases. So you've got in your house, like vases.
We had doilies growing up. Several from my grandmother's and hers, yeah.
Oh, okay, because she's showing me that on there as well. She's very nice. She can be, your mum's very courteous as well. And I just feel like her, like she's a baker. Like I just feel like if she's baking cookies, like you're smelling the smell before you get into the house. Like it's the smell sort of like it's like you're following the smell. She's showing me that as well. Any messages that you're going to ask, pass over? But she just wants to send her love. I just love her. And the strength that you have, I feel like it's similar to your mum's strength. You can thank her for that because she pushed you and she did it so that you could be very independent and very strong. I don't feel like there's a male. She's showing me a male there. Don't let him push you around. So I don't know if this is your son, but she's showing me like as a male around you. And she's just saying, don't let him push you around. Like he's trying to pull the wool over your eyes. He's acting innocent and sweet, but there's always like mischief here. So she wants you not to.
That would probably be my belief, yes.
So, and they've got to help you fix things as well. She's shown me your car, so I'm checking the oil in the car. So I don't know if your car needs a service or you need to get the car checked, but she's just showing me like
down.
Oh, okay. So she wants you to make sure that gets fixed. She's like, let's get them to help you. So she wants the boys to help you with that as well. Do you have any questions for me?
No, honey, that was actually great. I appreciate it very much.
That's okay. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
That's okay. So, everybody, I hope you have a great weekend and a great week. And I will see you same time. Actually, I'll see you on vacation next week at My Body Spirit Festival in Sydney at the ICC Centre. So I will be there straight from the festival. So until then, if you want to catch me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My YouTube is Lady D Psychic, and then Instagram is Lady DS Psychic, and then Lady D Psychic for TikTok. Until next week, see you later. Bye.